Thanks for tuning in to our weekly conversation. Scott Kegley here with linebacker Ahmad Brooks. And Ahmad, you're on the verge of maybe one of your best seasons in the NFL and with the 49ers, three sacks last week and 6.5 for the season. Talk about the year that you've been having personally, and are you pretty pleased with how you've been playing this year?
I'm happy, man. You know, whenever you're in week 9, week 10, mm-hmm. and you're healthy and, you know, you're able to go out there on Sunday and play another game, I'm happy about that. But as far as my production, I think I've done okay. I wouldn't say it's been the best season I've had. I think last year I had a great season. And this year, I'm doing pretty good. I guess the sacks make it a lot better. But overall productivity, I think I can improve a lot more.
Yeah, well, in 2011, you had 7 sacks. That was your career high. Is that something that's kind of in the back of your mind and kind of wanting to surpass that total?
Of course, man. I mean, I want to get as many sacks as possible. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you see guys around the league making 20 sacks, 21 sacks, you know, you kind of want to be one of those guys to make 21 sacks. So, you know, I'm moving up there, mm-hmm. man, but I think I play pretty good in coverage. And I also like getting interceptions as well. So, yeah. I mean, you know, it gives me opportunity to go out there and get an interception. And once I get one, I'm taking it to the house.
Brees on second down. Throws a middle ball, intercepted it to the 30, 20, 10, 5, pick 6, Ahmad Brooks.
Yeah, now you guys have played some really close and good games against the New Orleans Saints the past couple of years, and obviously going back to New Orleans where the Super Bowl was held last year. Does that kind of put any more pressure on you guys or any added motivation, I guess I should say?
I don't think so, man. I think us losing this past week is going to put a lot of pressure mm-hmm. on us. Man, this is a must-win game for us. We need to get this victory. Mm-hmm. You know, I was looking at the chart in terms of us making it to the playoffs, and mm-hmm. I think they had us like 6th seed. We need this victory. So it's going to be a lot of pressure on us, but, you know, as long as we go down there and play our game, then we'll be okay.
And I want to ask you, too, a little bit about some of the linebacker depth that you guys have had. Corey Lemonnier and Dan Scuda also been playing really well. If you kind of had to take on more of a leadership role within the outside linebacker group this year.
I have been, but, you know, me being who I am, I don't say too much. Mm-hmm. I just pretty much let my play do the talking and lead by example. But, I mean, they've done a very good job, you know, going out there and playing and practicing. Corey, you know, he's a great pass rusher. Dan Scuda, man, he, you know, he came in and filled in a good job. I mean, not quite like Alden, but he's done a great job, especially this past game, setting the edge, you know, making tackles, getting pressure to the quarterback. You know, I mean, they've done a great job, and, you know, we'll continue to improve as a unit.
Yeah, 99's a tough guy to replace, but were you excited to have him out there last week?
Yeah, I was excited to see Alden back, man. Just all the things he's going through. Mm-hmm. You know, football obviously takes pressure off of him. You know, it was a good chance for him to just go out there and play football, man. This is what he's doing. This is his career. This is what he loves to do. And, you know, we got his back, so.
Yeah, and I know you guys have some competition, too, especially in the strong side, weak side.
Yeah.
And we had you mic'd up. I mean, we got to hear a lot of that kind of verbal banter back and forth with you guys.
Go side. Yeah.
I mean, you almost had a sack in the first quarter, but that's the first quarter.
How was that, and did you kind of enjoy being mic'd up for us?
I did enjoy it, man, and I've got a lot of great reviews, man. A lot of, you know, I mean, I'm not on YouTube or anything like that trying to get reviews or World Star hip-hop or anything like that, but, you know, I got a lot of good feedback from that, from the fans and my peers and my family as well.